If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Box Trick. I'm your host, Matt Rafe. Joining me, as always, is Tiffany O'Malley. Tiffany, how are you doing today?
Still pregnant.
I know. That's got to be coming to a close here relatively soon, shouldn't it?
Yeah, a couple weeks. Or give or take.
Literally any moment.
Yep. Could be. We'll see.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, all right, guys, it's E3 day. Nintendo showed off their Direct, so let's just go ahead and dive into just about everything that's going on. First, I guess I can mention some stuff that was kind of shown off, Nintendo stuff shown off at other events.
Okay.
So the Ubisoft event, we got DLC. We saw a little bit more of the for Donkey Kong for Mario Rabbids, the Donkey Kong DLC, which was cool. And then I guess the kind of the surprising thing was Ubisoft was showing off this game called, I want to say, Star Force or something like that. I can't remember, or Star Link. And it's kind of like a toy-based spaceship game, where you actually get like an actual spaceship toy and you can like add parts to it and it'll like change your starship in the game. And it's coming out on like PS4, everything. But then they said, oh, hey, they talked about like the Switch version and you see this trailer and it's the character from the Starlink game and they're like, oh no, I need help. And then you see this like green screen and it's like the old Star Fox music, like, you know, do a barrel roll type of thing. And then you see Star Fox and he's in his R-Wing, and I guess you can actually get the Switch players, obviously, you can buy an R-Wing toy and then you can use it in the game. And it looks really cool. It looks like a really cool game. I'm definitely excited to see more of that. But that was mostly... Yeah. That was mostly it. We saw a little bit more Project or Octopath Traveler at the Square Enix event. Other things we saw, I'm trying to think real quick. We did not see anything from Bethesda. We all thought we would get like Fallout 4, possibly. We did get Fallout, what's it called? The Fallout Vault game that came out, the mobile game, just kind of Switch and stuff like that as well. And then last week we had a bunch of Pokemon news with Pokemon Eevee and that stuff. I have now had a good chance to play the Pokemon Quest game and it's super addictive, so be careful of that. And then there was a free weekend where you could play Mario Tennis, and I played the heck out of it, and I can say Mario Tennis is very, very, very good. I am very much looking forward to it when it fully releases. Mm-hmm. Did you get a chance to? Did you play it at all the week that weekend?
Nope. Getting baby stuff ready. So video games.
Nope. Yeah. Hey.
Backseat.
No. That's okay. Yeah. So the way it worked was it was an online tournament, and you start off with four characters. It was Mario, you know, like Mario, Bowser, Peach, and Yoshi, and you could unlock characters, and then when you get the game, those characters will be unlocked. So like your save data from the demo actually transfers over. You also get like Mario's traditional fit you have the demo, which is really cool. And then they just match you with people and you just play. You played in a tournament and it was really exciting. Like I was very, very shocked at how stable it was. Not that I don't think the full game will be.
Right?
Yeah, it's all online play. Like, I was very shocked at how stable it was, just considering normally anytime a video game launches, no matter what the game is, that first kind of week servers just, you know, they're just, and it was, I never had that
crash,
issue.
Yeah.
Never.
Really?
Once.
Okay. So
never
so
once.
That's going to be a component of
Smash Brothers,
the Mario Tennis game.
Mm-hmm. And everything Smash else Brothers? We'll talk about. Everything else we'll talk about. All right. Yeah.
All right.
We've yeah. So
the online play.
Yeah, well, I mean, other games have it. Like Mario, like the Wii U actually had pretty decent online. The Wii's online was garbage. Like, it was just terrible. Mm-hmm. Like, only a few games really did it work well. Like Monster Hunter 3 or Try or whatever it was called on that version. But yeah, so I can say I played it and I was so shocked. And it was quick. I mean, you were in matches like almost immediately. I was really surprised. And it's a lot of fun. So you have... So I unlocked all the characters. You just have to play and beat people. The more people you beat, the more points you earned. And I was actually really surprised at how well I was doing. I played roughly 30 matches. I think I was like 23-7.
There you go.
Is what I ended up being. And so every character plays a little different, obviously. So like Mario's pretty balanced. Peach is more technical. Yoshi is a speedy guy. Bowser's a powerful guy. Then you unlocked Spike, who's like a new character. I don't know anything about him. Waluigi, who is my favorite, not because he's just Waluigi, but because he's just my favorite. he plays really well. He's more my type of thing, where he's kind of like a defensive player. So there's things like you can push. So like Bowser can push people back because he's a powerful guy, but obviously he's slow. So when he hits it, if you're playing with like a speedy guy, you got to be careful playing bigger guys because they can kind of start pushing you back. And then you can do like a drop shot where, you know, you just have it go right over and then it, you know, drops. And so there's a lot of technique involved. It's a lot of fun. The only thing I'll say that was kind of disappointing, and maybe this is a demo, is that nobody's special shot felt unique. They just did a cool animation, but it never did anything like super cool. So that was that. At least that's what I found. But everyone else, Rosalina is in the game. She seems super cheap. Chain Chomp is in the game. You can play as Chain Chomp. So it's a ton. it's an absolute ton of fun. Played the heck out of that. And Pokemon Quest that came out at the same time. And now that I've played more of Pokemon Quest, I can talk about it a little bit. First of all, Tiffany, you will be addicted. I mean, addicted to this game. It's really cool. It's really cool. So the way it works is you get three Pokemon. You get more, but then you get three and you kind of just manage them. They go into levels and they kind of roam around and they each have a couple moves and then you use their moves. And so you're constantly just unlocking these little, like in the game, it'd be like berries, but in this, they're just like these stones, they call them. And then you can like equip them to your Pokemon and they'll increase like their HP attack. And then you get other Pokemon and then you can, you kind of sacrifice them. So you get like you train with them. So like if I have like say I picked Squirtle as my starter, you can pick from a bunch of different people. I think it's like the main three, Eevee and Pikachu. And it's just the original gen so far. So the way it works,
I like that.
So the way it works is you get so like I picked Squirtle and then you have like a home base. And then at your home base, you have like a cooking pot and you like when you're going throughout the levels, you find like berries and then you use your berries to in the cooking pot and then that attracts Pokemon. So then Pokemon come and then and there'll be random levels. So like let's say I have a level 8 Squirtle and a level 2 Rattata comes. Okay, well, if I already have two other Pokemon on my team, my level 2 Rattata, if he has a good move, because your moves are random, then I might hold on to him and try to build him up. Or you can use those Pokemon to train with, say, my Squirtle, so you can have up to 4, and then it kind of just gives you this animation where your Pokemon just kind of, like, runs through, like, 4 Pokemon. And then that will, like, cause you to, like, build up your experience, or you can change moves. But you kind of got to be careful when you change move, because some Pokemon have one move and then they have three slots. And in these slots, you can put things that like make it bigger or more powerful. And then some Pokemon have two moves, but then you can't make those moves as powerful because there's like four slots total, or like five slots or whatever. Yeah. So there's kind of this risk reward thing, but it's a ton of fun. Like, I've played so many hours in it, and I'm so glad I haven't spent any money because it's free. It's a free game, but it feels pretty dang good. And it's not like pay to win, because like the stuff that you buy, you get these tickets. The stuff that you buy, like, yeah, it would get you to the end of the game, I guess, maybe a little bit faster, but nothing substantial. Like a lot of those free to play games are like, you know, you buy everything and then you're like level 60 and you have like all of the best stuff. Like, you still have to play the game. You can't just like buy Pokemon. So anyway, it's really sweet. That kind of, all these things kind of came out as E3 is going on. E3 obviously is huge. So many things are announced. You know, keeping track of it all. Like, even we're about to dive into the Nintendo Direct. There were games that were announced from Nintendo that just weren't in the Direct. Dragon Ball FighterZ is one of them, which is I've absolutely loved, and it's probably my favorite new game of this year so far. And I bought it for PC earlier, but I might go back and buy it on Switch. So
there you go. Yeah.
So many things. So, okay, so let's go ahead and dive into the Direct. So the Direct started, and we got, it's called Daemon X Machina. I don't know what it was, but it looks fucking awesome. That was the game.
I tuned in too late to see that one, and I didn't start it over.
Yeah.
But all I'm like reading about, like, laser swords and huge robots.
Yeah, like, it looks super cool. The models look much more like Armored Core than they do, like, say, like Gundams. And so that seemed really interesting to me. And it's very hype. It's like very stylized. Like, everything is like very bright and vibrant. And I am very, very much looking forward to it, because I've actually been re-into Gundam lately, because I've just been into kind of a mech mode lately. I don't know. It's what I've been wanting to play. And so I'm like, God, I wish this were coming out later. And then following that up, we got a trailer for some Xenoblade Chronicles 2 DLC, which looks good. And Xenoblade Chronicles 2 is an absolutely huge game. Like, it's enormous. Mm-hmm. Highly recommend it. So then we got to Reggie Fils-Aimé came out, and he was showing off some Pokemon Let's Go stuff.
So freaking excited. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't wait. I was sitting there, and after this, we were watching it, and just getting to watch the gameplay of this, it completely takes you back. The soundtrack is the same as Red and Blue. The sound effects are the same as Red and Blue. Even when you go to, like, trade Pokemon, it looks like the link cable thing, but it just upgraded. But the little icons of the Pokemon are the same. They're all digitalized, but they're in color. You get to have, like, a Pokemon on your shoulder, and there's one following you. Like, the girl who was playing, she had Pikachu on her shoulder, but she had a Charmander falling around behind her. And one of the really cool things that I took away from this is she was walking through the grassy areas. Nothing's coming out of surprise. You can see all the Pokemon that are hidden in the grass, and they're different, like, sizes. So you can tell, like, which are stronger than others that you want to battle. And it was just, it was really cool. And she got to ride on this Onix. She took the Onix out of the Pokeball, and it was one of the ones that was out. And it was to scale. It was huge. Like, she was sitting on top of the Onix walking around, and it was amazing.
Yeah, no, it looks like, the more I see of it, the more I'm actually excited about it. I haven't got a chance to watch the treehouse, because I got off work and I just came right back here so Tiffany and I could talk about the Direct. Luckily, I was fortunate enough to catch that. But as this gets closer, I am getting more excited for it. Clearly, Tiffany's gonna get Let's Go Pikachu. I'm gonna get Let's Go Eevee. Are you gonna get the ball?
Hell yeah. You get Mew with the ball. Like, yeah. I love Mew. It was one of my top five Pokemon. Like,
yeah, okay. So in the footage that you saw, the treehouse stuff, because I haven't had a chance to show, what all did they show off, like, features wise?
So pretty much you can play this entire game with one of the Joy-Cons in your hand. So you can play one-handed the entire time, which was kind of crazy because even I can't remember the name of the guy who was kind of not doing the interview, but like just conducting like the whole, like, so you're just going to play with, you know, the one Joy-Con. And they're like, yeah, you can play with the one thing the whole time. You can go and you can do it as like the complete handheld, but you don't have to. There's a little bit of wrist motion with it as well. So when you go to catch a Pokemon, you can throw the ball different ways based on how you're holding the Joy-Con.
Okay, kind of like Pokemon Go. Like the
kind
actual
of yeah, with your finger. It's
yeah,
like
how
that.
You could do like how you can like spin it and stuff like that. Okay, cool.
Exactly. Yeah. So you got that. You can do the same thing. Like you can play the entire game like with the what is it called? The Pokemon Plus Pokeball Plus controller. I probably wouldn't do that, but you know, because I'm just like a traditional kind of player.
Yeah.
You can download your Pokemon from Pokemon Go into the game. We knew that before, but that was pretty cool to see. You can do a two-player thing. So they showed off two-player, and both people had a Joy-Con in their hand, and they both were going to catch a Pokemon. And you have to time it up with the person who is sitting next to you, and they threw it at the same time. It was really cool to see that. That co-op
So you and Marty are going to be playing the heck out of this.
Yeah. Especially this comes out 2 days after our wedding anniversary. So I know what I want.
Yep. Nice. Yeah. Well, I actually, that's super cool. The more I see of it, the more I'll definitely have to go check out the footage after this. But yeah, the more I see about it, the more I'm definitely excited for it. And maybe, I don't know if they're going to do like next year. Do they do a Gen 2?
How this is received, I would think that would be a really good idea.
Yeah. Did they show off battling at all? Because they did say battling is going to happen.
Yeah, they did. But they actually cut. It's what you would imagine that battle, like in the OG in the red and blue, just in 3D. Like it's all the same. And one thing that you're at is that they stopped at, we went through Viridian Forest and into Pewter City, and we went into the gym. And everything is the same. Like everything has it's just built up into this beautiful, vibrant, you know, just a new game for a new era. What everything you want it to be. And when you walk up to Brock is when they stopped. Brock looks exactly like he does in the anime TV show.
Yes. That's awesome. Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah. I'm down. The more I'll definitely be buying this.
Did I sell you on it?
Well, you know, the more I see of it, you know, the closer it comes, the more I get excited for it. So, but let's go ahead and talk about the game that came out that they showed immediately afterwards, Tiffany sent me a text and said, OMG. And so my text like came through because right now at work, I've been working in a different department. And so I'm like down in like the basement and like there's no cell service there.
Yeah.
But like every once in a while, like something will come through. And so then I just saw like OMG and I was like, I bet it's Mario Party. And it was.
It is. Oh, I'm so excited to see that.
Yeah.
I was so excited. Super Mario Party. We're done with numbers, apparently.
I'm sure they'll come back. But you know.
I think so.
Yeah, I'm surprised they didn't call it Mario Switch. But I was able to kind of watch the trailer. It looks pretty cool. The two switches where they were doing that and they were doing some things. Yeah, that seems pretty cool.
It's crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna take me a little bit to like figure out exactly, you know, what that's all about because it was very fast. I feel like there wasn't a whole lot of meat to this clip, but you know, it's back to where, you know, everybody wanted it to be, a really great looking Mario Party.
Yeah. And I wonder, and I guess I have a lot of questions about it. That I'm sure as we get closer, we'll get another mini direct and we'll definitely see more about it. Because, you know, I guess my question is, can any of these mini games be played just on your TV? Cause you're, you know, mm-hmm. But other than that, it seems pretty cool. One thing I'm kind of surprised Nintendo didn't announce was perhaps a price drop on Joy-Cons or something. I just thought that, you know, if you're going to be selling a lot of these party games, like maybe they want to sell, because Joy-Cons are ridiculously expensive. Like,
how much are they?
They're like $80.
For a set of Joy-Cons, it's $80.
Yeah, it's pretty freaking expensive. Yeah. Dang. So,
okay.
I know at that price, you might as well just go buy it. Cause now you, I believe in Japan and they're region free. So you can buy a Japanese Switch if you want. But in Japan, they've started selling just the Switch units. And so it's almost like, God, I don't know what the pricing is. I'd have to do a conversion and take a look.
Right.
Yeah. But I bet it's like, just buy another Switch. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we're gonna, yeah. So
I was even saying earlier, I was like, with all these co-op games coming out, you know, I'm gonna have to buy another Pro Controller. Pro Controller just feels so good in your hand. One thing was like playing with the Joy-Cons on the small thing, but
you should look at I believe the company is 8-Bit Do or 8-Bit Dough or something like that. They make a lot of like just accessories and stuff, and they actually make a Pro Controller. Like I have like the wired ones that Walmart sell, and those are pretty cool. There's actually, you can use almost any freaking controller you want, but you can plug in Xbox controllers, Xbox 360. I mean, anything like the Switch.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool what all it handles. Actually, if you have I actually have a adapter from the Wii U GameCube controller adapter, which is sweet. Cause we'll get to that.
Yeah.
And you can use it, and it so like I was using it on Mario Odyssey, just trying to run around and check it out. Now it doesn't have the same amount of buttons and stuff like that, but you can use a lot of USB controllers. It's pretty cool actually. But 8-Bit Dough, that company, sells a SNES inspired Pro controller. And the problem with a lot of these other controllers is they don't have the motion. This one's like $50 and it actually has the motion, so you can use it like the Pro Controller's motion. So if you're gonna buy a Switch controller, on the Walmart ones, they're wired and they're really cheap, and they just have cool coloring to them, like they're themed, and I think they're pretty cool.
Yeah.
And they're good. They're really good quality. Like I really like the one I have. Obviously, it's a wired controller, so you know you just use it at your TV or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I recommend the 8-Bit Dough or 8-Bit Do, I can't, whatever it is, that company's SNES one. I think they have two. They have one that's Famicom, which is the, you know, red, yellow, green, blue, and then the SNES one, which is the one I really want, which is the purple, those two shadings of purple.
Awesome.
Yeah, so. Awesome. All right, so then after Super Mario Party, we finally saw some footage of Fire Emblem, which I've been very anxious.
And the name.
Yeah, Fire Emblem Three Houses. Which seems kind of like a weird name.
I know nothing about these games, so. But the graphics look really cool. Actually, as they were panning the map in the original part of the trailer, I was like, is this a Lord of the Rings game? Because it kind of looked like the map of Middle Earth.
Yeah. Fire Emblem is a really long-running series. For maybe these people who aren't as familiar with the Fire Emblem series, it started in Japan, and it's just tactical RPG. So you know, like think about moving characters on a grid, and then when you get close, that's when you get into the like attack, magic, whatever phase. The big thing about Fire Emblem is that when your characters die, they're gone for good. So like as you progress the story, those characters don't come back. Yeah, so that's what people really like about it. And then when they released Smash Brothers Melee, they had Marth and Roy from the Fire Emblem series. And I think they'd released one game or something in North America. But anyways, that kind of sparked an interest, and since then we've been getting a lot more of the, well, now we get all of the Fire Emblem, all of the Fire Emblem games. They're really big on the 3DS. There's Fire Emblem Awakening, Fire Emblem Fates, and they're all really cool. They're really good. They can also be brutally hard, but yeah. So then last year they released Fire Emblem Warriors, which is like the Dynasty, the Hyrule Warriors, you know, based off Dynasty mm-hmm. Warriors, those hack and slash. Yeah. And it's on Switch and it's actually pretty cool. But this is the one a lot of people have been really waiting for. And yeah. I actually like now seeing it, where mm-hmm. it's really cool. Because it used to just be it's one troop. Now it's kind of like you command, it looks like you're commanding like waves of troops. And then like you actually get to run around and do stuff. And like, because that hasn't really been a thing in the series where, you know, you kind of just get to a town, you kind of manage stuff. And so it just, yeah. it looks super cool. I am actually like this, like, it might be my, like, out of, like, I just wasn't expecting this from the series. And mm-hmm. I'm like really like taken back, like, wow, this looks like way, not that they're bad games, it's just it's way better than I thought it was going to be. Like,
yeah.
Like, yeah. So like awesome. My expectations were pretty high and it like went so like very far above them. And so I was just kind of like, wow. So, all right. And now on to, it's hard to say because the last game that they announced, which we kind of teased a little bit and everyone knew it was going to be shown was Smash Brothers. It's hard to say that Smash Brothers isn't the biggest takeaway from this, but this next game, I think, in terms of the grander scheme of gaming, is by far the biggest takeaway from this, and that is that Fortnite is coming to the Switch.
Yes.
You can
play it for free today.
Yeah, yeah. Fortnite's a free game. It's very quickly becoming the biggest game in the world. It kind of, it took from Players Unknown Battleground, these kind of drop you down into a zone, you know, try and survive as long as you can thing. It's on PS4. It's on everything else. Rumored these past couple of days. And I think everyone had pretty much known that this was going to happen. Yeah. But it looks really cool. I'm actually downloading it right now. It's a really big deal.
Like, when you said like this is quickly becoming like the most popular game, it's crazy to me because I have like when I was back in the school year, my first graders were like playing this game, and I'm like, "What the heck mm-hmm. is Fortnite?" It's like, you know, because I'm in the know, and I was like, I didn't know what this was. And then like 2 weeks later, my husband is playing it with all of his friends, and he's like, "This game is hard."
Yeah.
And so they're all like teaming up downstairs, playing on an Xbox One. So I haven't told him yet that's going to be on the Switch. So I'm sure it'll be downloaded onto our Switch pretty soon.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Well, that's the cool thing is you can take it with you. And that's really, really, really cool. I did see though, I guess because I'm unfamiliar. I was actually considering downloading it like the other week. I was kind of like, you know, I should get into Fortnite. And I was kind of like, should I get it on PS4? Should I get it on PC? I guess, excuse me. I think if you have it on PS4 and PC, I don't know about Xbox. Because I was just reading that those can be like linked accounts or something.
Interesting.
Yeah, and so I did read that the Switch version, I guess, doesn't do that. So that is just something that is something to know. After that, yep. We saw Overcooked 2.
Yeah,
which is
some indie games, guys.
Overcooked is really fun. It is definitely a huge indie game. I have it on Steam. I played the heck out of it. I'm Overcooked 2. I mean, it's another one of these indie games, and that just kind of like takes the, you know, everything by storm. Overcooked, if you've never played it, Tiffany, you would love it. You really have to play it co-op though. You actually might not be able to, I don't know if you can actually play it single player. But basically what it is you have to manage like this kitchen, and you really, I mean, everybody kind of has to have a role, and like, mm-hmm. and like the timer's running and you like have to get like food out. It's a lot. And then they throw like weirdly, like, you know, quirky tasks at you. Like I was playing Overcooked the other week, and we got to this level where you're on like two buses. and like the buses will kind of move away from each other and then move back in. And like when you put food in the pan, like it'll cook for so long, and if you let it go too long, it'll burn. And then you gotta like, you know, you gotta go get the fire extinguisher, and like, you know, then you gotta wash dishes and make sure dishes are being washed. And so it's a lot of fun. It's really chaotic, and it's a really, really, really fun party game.
Nice.
So, yeah, I'm sure I'll be picking it up. Okay. After that was Killer Queen Black. So Killer Queen Black, I would have had no idea what this was unless when I was in Portland in December, I went in and they had this. I went to this arcade called Ground Control. For anyone who kind of knows there, it's barcade, pretty well known barcade. And they had these cabinets there, and it was these two arcade cabinets that were next to each other, and it was this game, and you play competitively. Like, it's like you get like I think it's like teams of four or something, or maybe teams of six, and like every person on the team has like a role, and they have like leagues that come in and like play this game. It's really interesting. It's a lot of fun. If you're ever in an arcade where you can find it, like definitely check it out. I actually think this is another game. Esports, the whole thing could be huge. So, let's see. After that was Hollow Knight, which is another indie game. I've heard a lot of people talk about it. I don't really know too much about it. It looks cool. You know, it's another one of these kind of 2D side scrolling games. I really like the art style. I really like these like artistic, very artistic, colorful, like not just like 2D or like these the kind of like fake ish 8-bit graphics everyone tries to use. So
yeah, and you can get that one today as well.
Oh, okay, nice.
Yeah, you can go on and get it today.
Yeah, after that we saw some more Octopath Traveler, mm-hmm. new demo coming out. The game comes out in the summer. And then we saw a kind of software lineup, which is just a bunch of things that are coming out. I actually have it pulled up right here so I can kind of see who it is. Yeah, Starlink, Battle for Atlas, and you can use the Star Fox stuff. It looks really cool. Looks like my kind of a game. Arena of Valor, which looks like a mobile game, just kind of getting a Switch port. Minecraft is coming. That's obviously huge for Switch. Yeah. Sushi Striker, I believe, just came out.
Talked about that before.
Yeah, I know. I want to get that. Mario Kingdom Battle. What is this? Some other things. Just Dance 2019. Yep, you know, I love those. Oh, Dragon Ball FighterZ. It was in the main show. Yeah. So it just says 2018. Yep. Doesn't say new when.
October.
Splatoon 2, the Octo Expansion. I got a chance to play Splatoon the other day. It was actually quite fun. I can see the appeal for it. Later this month, the Crash Bandicoot trilogy is coming. Ninjala, that looks kind of weird. What is this? Cross Cane. FIFA 18 is coming. FIFA 19, I should say. Sorry. Wasteland 2, that looks kind of cool. Paladins is another game that's coming. It's like kind of like Overwatch, another big esports title. Fallout Vault, Dark Souls Remastered. Man, there's so many things.
Yeah.
So many things. Monster Hunter Generations Ultimate, which is a 3DS game now getting a port. Wolfenstein 2, the new Colossus. Mm-hmm. The World Ends With You.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. So just so many
things. A lot of those titles we saw back months ago or a month ago or so.
Yep. Mega Man, and then so then on to Super Smash Brothers.
Ultimate.
Woo. Super Smash Brothers Ultimate. Yeah. I had read a rumor.
In the game. Get everybody.
Every single character that has ever been in Super Smash Brothers is in. All of their variants is, and that's really, really cool. Which definitely leads me to think that the next Smash Brothers game, one, which will be like 5 years from now, will be like a totally different take. Yeah. Totally different take on the series. So I mean every character, like even, you know, like the difference of Toon Link and Young Link from Melee, Even kind of the third party character, Solid Snake, is back, which is awesome.
Yes.
Yep. Mewtwo Pichu, who hasn't been in since Melee, Ice Climbers are back. Mm-hmm. And then now they have this thing called, what do they call them? Echo characters.
Echo characters, yeah.
Yeah. Because some characters.
Daisy!
Yeah, well, because some characters were reskins. So you had like Captain Olimar and then Alf, who is who you play in Pikmin 3. And it's just like, you know, it's like a reskin of him, but it's the same character, but it doesn't really do anything right. different. So now you have Daisy, who I'm assuming is just mm-hmm. a different slot of Peach, but she actually looks, you know, she sounds like Daisy rather than just being like a color kind of swap. And so then, you know, things like that with like Lucina and stuff like that, which are kind of Marth clones. So yeah, and then we saw the Inklings. They're kind of new and different. Yep. Obviously, Splatoon characters. Ridley, which
Ridley,
people have been asking. People have been asking for that. They wanted Ridley, and I was always really wondering how they would do it. But it is nice to give
awesome
to give Samus a villain character. There's still a lot of characters I'm hoping we'll see. I'm sure we will throughout the year
with some like DLC or.
No, I don't know if they'll be DLC. I just mean I think that there's characters that they haven't announced yet, new characters that are going to be in this game.
I got you. Okay.
Yeah, I actually don't think they'll do DLC characters.
No. Okay.
What I really like
is maybe they won't announce any new ones because the game is based on like it's streamlined to unlock fighters. So maybe it'll be just like surprise fighters.
Yeah, I mean like for example, characters that I still think will be in this game. That's how Smash Brothers does it. They'll always reveal new characters. Cuz I mean the fact that everyone's in it is cool, but there's still like there'll still be new characters. I think King K. Rool or Dixie Kong will be in. I think King K. Rool would be better because he's a villain character. Waluigi, I'm still hoping out for that. Waluigi is a playable character. God, I can't even think of his name right now. But the main character from Xenoblade Chronicles 2, I think will be is it Rex? Yeah, Rex. I think he'll be in it and. So yeah, definitely. There's still definitely some new characters holding out, but I mean, it looks really cool. It looks amazing. Everybody looks really balanced. I like that Link has his Breath of the Wild stuff.
Yep.
Yeah, they showed some different how some they balanced some characters. Star Wolf's coming back. So.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I really liked how all amiibos are compatible with this game.
Yeah, like every amiibo.
Every amiibo. Oh, and I really enjoyed that they kind of starlighted that it's compatible with the GameCube controller, mm-hmm. which a lot of people were wanting. Mm-hmm. You got over 50 assist trophies. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty cool. And then new stages. And the cool thing about that is that you have to choose your stage this time before you choose your characters, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah.
And one of the new stages is the Great Plateau Tower from Breath mm-hmm. of the Wild. And they did, they played on it in the treehouse. And it was awesome.
Nice.
It was beautiful. So, and it looked perfect. So I'm really excited to see that.
Yeah.
And then you get new techniques too mm-hmm. that you can use. You got directional air dodges. You got a smash attack where you hit A and B at the same time. You got a really, really time up for a perfect shield. And mm-hmm. I loved the gameplay of this. It looked very, very, very smooth. It looked like it was ready, not like it was, we have to wait almost, you know, 6 months till December 7th of this year to get this game. It looked so ready, but I can't imagine what they're going to do. That's a lot more time.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, and you know that stuff that they showed off, the new technical stuff you can do is just gonna make you know, I mean Nintendo knows that that Smash Brothers is also a huge esports game. You know, Evo, the huge fighting competition every year with Street Fighter and all of that other stuff, that this Smash Brothers is a big part of that. So Like, yeah. go watch some of the videos of the ultra competitive people playing Smash Brothers Melee. It's fucking nuts. Like, it's insane. They do like wave dashing and all this, you know, these like technical terms and stuff like that. So yeah, it's super cool. Some things we didn't see. We did not see Metroid Prime 4. Really, which definitely lets me know now that it's going to be, I mean, I thought we would have saw something about it if it was going to be 2018. That lets me know that Metroid Prime 4 is not coming out probably anytime soon. It's probably not even late next year, maybe. You know what we didn't see at all?
What's up?
Anything for the 3DS.
That's true. That's very true.
Yeah.
We did not. It's interesting.
Yeah,
maybe they'll do like something else. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine because at this point, the 3DS isn't really getting big games anymore. Mm-hmm. But I was just surprised we didn't see that. So I guess I'm sure we'll get another Direct where we get some other stuff.
We'll probably get the Pokemon that they're going to release in 19.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right, for the 3DS.
We didn't
see our Yoshi. They put that off till 2019.
They did, and actually, I was reading just a bunch of, you know, like scrolling through news. There's so much of it coming out. So I saw that someone posted that Yoshi, which was in the eShop, I believe the Switch eShop, or maybe it was just on their website or something, did change today from 2018 to 2019, which is fine. You know, I think that game could still come out early 2019. My guess is it'll probably come out in February or early March, like when Kirby came out this year. Probably that's like the same slot for that. Yeah, I believe December 7th is when, I think December 7th is Smash Brothers. Yeah. And then I believe it's November. So Pokemon is the big game this year. And then I think August is Mario Party, was that?
Mario Party is in October.
October. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. So that Daemon X is coming out in 2019. Xenoblade that coming out September of this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. New Pokemon's coming out November 16th. Super Mario Party October 5th. Fire Emblem Spring of 2019. Fortnite's Today. Overcooked 2 August 7th. Killer Black Queen sometime in 2018. Hollow Knight Today. Octopath Traveler July 13th. New demo coming out June 14th. So that's 2 days from when we're recording. Dragon Ball FighterZ, October of this year. And Smash Brothers December 7th of this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So those are your big dates, guys. Mm-hmm. Put it in your calendar.
Yeah. And then there's Starlink game, which is just a Ubisoft game, but there's also like obviously the Star Fox stuff.
Right.
With that. I think that's coming out like in October or something. as well. So
it's a big year. It's a big rest of the year.
This is actually a big rest of the year. I actually, man, going into this E3, and we haven't I haven't even talked yet about, and Tiffany and I won't, but I'll dive into it with another probably podcast later this week, talking about all the stuff from the other conferences. Actually I was really surprised. Microsoft has actually had, like, they've just had kind of bad E3s these past couple of years, and Sony has absolutely killed it the past couple of years. They had an E3 a couple of years ago where they announced the Final Fantasy remake and Shenmue 3 back-to-back. Like, and that was following up the E3, I think it was the year before, where they absolutely decimated all of Microsoft's hopes and dreams with the Xbox One, where... Yeah. The Xbox came out, and there was the Xbox One was going. There's all this stuff when it was coming out about like, oh, you're not going to be able to share games. All this stuff, you have to buy games, install them, and then it's kind of locked to your Xbox. All this weird stuff. And then Sony came out, and they're like, here's how we trade games. And they're like, oh, and it's $100 cheaper. And it was just like, kick curve. But this year, I actually think Microsoft may have had a better E3 than Sony. Sony's press conference this year was weird. It was, oh my God, it was super awkward and weird. Like, it's just funny. Yeah, I'll dive into it a little bit here. Is, you know, it is interesting to see every company's approach to E3. You know, like, Microsoft's approach has always been like, they go first and they have like, it's like a, you know, it's like a rock concert. You know, they show, when they show off Forza, you know, their racing game, they'll have like a McLaren, like, you know, like $1 million sports car on stage. And, you know, they bring people out, there's like lasers everywhere and like fog machines. And then, you know, they always hit with like really good, they always hit with, you know, with really good games. And, then you get to Sony's conference, and Sony's conference is always, they try to be like really artistic and, you know, like about it, which they really went overboard this year. Then you get to Nintendo, and what Nintendo's been doing for the past couple of years is like, here's our games. Here you go. With the exception of the year where they're just like,
and then let's go play them.
Yeah. And like, with the exception of the year where they did, they didn't do a direct, and they did, you know, they just did Breath of the Wild. They're like, here you go.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah. Like, that's all you need.
They brought two games. It was Breath of the Wild and it was Pokemon Ultra Sun and Moon and and Breath
that's
of the Wild.
That's all they needed. Honest to God, that's all they needed to get back.
It's true. It's true because you know, Breath of the Wild is the most talked about game. So, to be fair, Sony does usually use Tokyo Game Show, and Nintendo does as well and stuff like that. It's just really interesting. Yeah. Trying to just think really off the top of my head, some other highlights. Resident Evil 2 for the Resident Evil 2 remake. And that's the other thing. There are big games that were announced at other conferences that may still come to Switch, like games that just haven't, you know, they just haven't announced what all and stuff is going to be on.
Yeah.
So, guys.
And that we were looking for that we didn't see from back to Nintendo E3. A lot of people were looking for Animal Crossing.
Yeah. I tweeted last night. I said, here's all of my big things. Yeah, didn't see an Animal Crossing, so I'm kind of curious about that. You know, there's another one too. It had been rumored that there's a Star Fox Racing game in the mix. Star Fox Grand Prix. It's kind of rumored. May not actually be a thing, but we did get Kirby Air Ride in the GameCube, which is a Kirby kind of Mario Kart kind of racing game, and it was a heck of a lot of fun, and so I'd be down for a Star Fox one.
Two things. Speaking of Kirby, I have to say this before I forget it. When he does the pound move in Smash Brothers, did you see what it becomes?
Yeah, he turns into a chest. If you didn't see it,
it's a treasure chest from Breath of the Wild, so that's cool. And then here's my question.
Okay,
go ahead.
I think that he turned into that treasure chest from Breath of the Wild because he was on the Breath of the Wild stage. I actually am curious. I think Kirby might turn into something from every stage.
Whatever stage. That would be freaking really
cool. I think if you're in like a Mario level, because they didn't show it. They showed it for 1 second, and I just know the kind of attention to detail they put in. And it would be really cool. I'm not saying it's going to be there. I just think it'd be super cool. And so it's like, say if you're in a Mario level, he turns into like a coin block, you know,
Something like that.
Yeah, yeah. So
that would be cool. So here's my big question, I guess, to kind of round out this app. We talked about how there's nothing for the 3DS that was mentioned.
Yeah.
Do you think it's a possibility that next year when they release the new Pokemon game, they're going to release a new handheld system with it?
No, I do not.
They would be hyping it already.
Yeah, I don't. And they said that they're not going to move on from the 3DS. I still think we're going to get a lot of 3DS games. Like, I still think we'll get. It's tough about Pokemon because when Pokemon Black and White came out, the 3DS was out. But they released it as a DS game because there was 100 million DSs sold, and you know, like the 3DS was new, so it's like, well, it would be dumb to make it. Yeah, so if you can play it on the same thing, so I don't know next year.
Could they do the same thing? Maybe.
Do they release a 3DS version of Pokemon to go along with it? Yeah, I don't know about that.
It's, I mean, it was just, it was very noticeable that it was absent. That's all I'm going to say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We
and
speculated as much as we want.
Yeah. You know, and really quick here, I'm just trying to look here. There's also been, and I would love to do this at some point. I just kind of quickly mention this, a lot of really cool games that have been coming out in the eShop. I've actually mm-hmm. been thinking of kind of doing like a, just doing maybe like a top 10 eShop games or something to buy. Yeah. there's a lot of really cool games in the eShop that are really kind of cheap. That I've been playing, like, I mean, stuff that's like a couple bucks and stuff like that. So I think that might be a kind of cool thing to check out. And I want to give him a shout out. I believe his name is, Roman. He hit me up. He's a game developer from Germany. He made this game called 12 Orbits. And it's on Steam. I know it's on Switch. It's kind of like a little kind of party game. It's actually kind of fun. You have this like kind of orb. You have this like ball, and it just kind of think like kind of like Pong, where it just goes back and forth, right?
Yeah.
And yep. you can kind of manipulate it, and so you have these like spheres. And in each one of these spheres, like when your ball tracks over a sphere, you can like go into its orbit, and then it'll like kind of circle you around, and then you'll have like little things on the map, I guess, that you're playing on that you have to try and get your orb to. So you have to kind of like sling it around, but you can play with like 12 people, and so you're like competing to see who can get them first. Anyway, he hit me up. I was on vacation this week and just sent me a free code to check it out. So I just kind of want to say thank you to that. I'm going to work on a YouTube review. It's a lot of fun. Actually, I was kind of got like me and some friends were playing it, and we kind of got like really into it. So yeah, I just want to give him a shout out and tell everyone to check it out. I don't know how much it cost, unfortunately, because he gave me a free code. So I can't say anything else. I don't know that, but yeah. Anyway, it's super cool. So yeah.
Awesome.
All right. Well. Yeah. Anything else? There's so much. I'm sure we'll have to come back and talk a lot more about other things that we just, you know.
Yeah. And if this baby's still not yeah. born yet by next week, we'll get back to our Pokemon. But
yes.
Until then,
yeah.
To be determined, guys.
Yeah. So, all right, Tiffany, where can people find you on the internet?
So you can find me on the internets on Twitter at TiffSwish_Flick. Very active on there. So if you need anything gaming wise or other, I mean, that Twitter account is as crazy as I am. So I'm a lot of interest on there. You can find mm-hmm. me there. And I am also on an all Harry Potter podcast called Swish and Flick. We are on Prisoner of Azkaban because we are doing a complete reread of the series. So you can join us for our episodes. Releasing every Sunday.
Nice. You can find me on the internet pretty much anywhere at Super Gains Bros. I also do a Game of Thrones Song of Ice and Fire podcast called Bend the Knee. We're doing a reread of the main series, currently in Game of Thrones. A lot of news going on there, and right here on Box Trick. So, all right, guys, as always, thanks for listening.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.